Well, the Lord wanted to continue this series of responses in the rest of chapter 14 of Acts, because there's some important things to be learned. You know, there's always something important to be learned. It's amazing how the Word of God, no matter what direction you come at it from, God's got some information for you. I have to say that I never considered all of the things that God has pointed out to me necessarily as responses. They were just things that happen, you know? Things happen. But the truth is that we respond to things. One way or another, we respond to them. We all responded negatively to the gospel for a long time in our lives. Now, we didn't necessarily say, oh, I don't believe that, but we still responded negatively because we didn't respond positively. We didn't come in. Some of you came in long before I did, and some of you didn't, you know. But the fact of the matter is that there was that response, and no matter what is going on, and as we started out in parts of chapter 14, we found that there were about four different responses that led to a miracle. If at any one of those points, that miracle could have been interrupted. If the apostles had not run when God said run. They didn't always run for their lives. This time they ran for their lives. If they hadn't stopped where they stopped and began to preach the good news, it wouldn't have happened. If the man with the crippled feet had not heard about it and had gotten himself there to hear it, it wouldn't have happened. If Paul had not responded to the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit said, that man has faith to be healed, and if Paul had not said, stand up, it never would have happened. And if the man had not stood up, it wouldn't have happened. It was a response to the Word of God. And that's the thing that God wants us to learn to do, is respond to His Word. Respond to His Word first and foremost. To respond to His Word, because as we respond to His Word, then our responses to life will be in line with His Word. When we respond in line with His Word, how does life go? When we respond according to our flesh, how does life go? You are superiorly intelligent. You people understand all of that. You know? Now, Sue was trying to decide whether she agreed with you or not. And I'm just kidding. No, she was going to take credit for your good answers. No, we all know those answers, don't we? Don't we? Hang in there, Sue. You'll be all right. But, you know, we know that those answers are true. But we have to become habitual. It has to be a habit to respond in line with the way that God has taught us to respond. And so, although we weren't there at the time, we can look at their responses and we can see. Now, they had a great, great victory right there, right? A healing is a pretty great thing, isn't it? Okay? And immediately after the healing, now, mind you, they had just come from people wanting to kill them. And now, they tell the man to stand up, he stands up, and the people want to enthrone them. Now, there's that. These guys had some flesh, okay? They were flesh, just like you and I are. And so, obviously, the enemy would come to tempt them and say, well, this is a lot better than the last place. Enjoy the accolades. Take a little break. You know, I mean, the enemy will try to do that. When I was reminded tonight when I was out at the healthcare center, and I don't know why, but I told about this before, where when I would leave Russia so often, they would just be crying at the station. They'd say, you've got to come back. The Spirit comes with you. And I would be saying, the Spirit stays here. You don't need me. You just need to go with what God has sent to you. You need to go with what God has shared with you and just go. But each time the Lord would send me back because they weren't ready to go. And the joy of going there and having someone finally say, and I can honestly tell you that my heart melted when they said it. It wasn't like, well, they don't need me. But once he said, you're right, we don't need you. I mean, I just teared up. I just, yeah, you know, it's because it's like seeing a child take off on a bicycle. It's like, you know, it's like seeing people get it. When you get it, it's so excited. You know, I sit and I always get a kick every time out of someone when we've talked about things 50 times in the church, and all of a sudden somebody gets up and it's a revelation to them. You know, and it's like, I don't sit there and go, well, praise the Lord, you know. What, Jesus, if I wouldn't have been preaching that all the time, I go, praise God, it's yours now. You got it. Proud Papa, just had a baby. You know, because that's what it's all about. And yet, here they were, they just came from people wanting to kill them. And now this man stands up, and these people go, these guys are like gods. And you know, you do notice that there's a little delay there, and it took Barnabas and Paul a little bit to figure out what they were doing. They took off to go and sacrifice to them. And you know, and when you think about that, well, how come Paul and Barnabas had to run and catch up with them?